Thank you for your generous and regular support of Issues Etc. Your gifts and your prayers are vital to our Christ-centered, cross-focused radio outreach. A good summary of my hopes for Issues Etc. for 2009 are St. Paul's words to the Colossians. Pray for us, too, that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. Be wise in the way that you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Thank you again for your support of Issues Etc. We'll continue defending the faith, teaching the truth, and making the most of every opportunity to proclaim Christ and Him crucified. Welcome back to Issues Etc. Going to pick our Issues Etc. blog post of the week, and then we got soundbite of the week straight ahead for the remainder of this first hour of Issues Etc. live Friday, January the 16th. Four soundbites to share with you, and you get to call and pick which one will be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org. To the best caller during Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, we're going to send the Lutheran Public Radio bundle package, which is a Issues Etc. pin, a Issues Etc. travel mug, and an I Have Issues t-shirt. Best caller during, and we'll figure out who that is before soundbite of the week is over. But first, blog of the week.
I just came across this blog. It's something called Whedon's blog. Interesting.
Never
quote.
Heard of it.
No. We need to get this guy on the show sometime. It's titled Challenging Words from Crowth, Charles Porterfield Crowth. He says, we must also look with different eyes on those bodies, talking about other bodies outside of Lutheranism, whose historical record and present acts are in accordance with their official principles on which they rest their right to exist. And those which desert the principles which gave them name, creeds, and position, these bodies which exist on one principle and act on another, which lengthen their lives by abandoning what they once considered sacred, ignoring their history, concealing their confessed doctrines, or evading the necessary consequences of them, and who make their name and their very right to exist a fraud, and whose intensest hatred is inflicted on those who remind them of their history and of the doctrines which gave them their original being. The blog post of the week, mine is Challenging Words from Crowth from the blog Whedon's Blog.
Where did he find that?
Isn't that brilliant? It says, from the relation of the Lutheran Church to the denominations around us.
Holy smokes, because I know I've never read that before. That is an unbelievable and very timely, especially with respect to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, a very, very timely. I wish I would have found it. I wish I would have found that and made that my blog post.
Well, if you give yourself more than a minute before airtime to find your blog of the week, you might be able to come up with something.
Now, look, the tables are turned. Usually, it's me up at 7:30 in the morning reading through the blogs on Friday morning, and you're the one picking it at the last minute. I think something happened this week.
I don't think that's true. I think that's happened maybe once or twice. I asked my wife. I usually get up. I get up at like 3:30 or for some goofy reason because I'm nervous about being on the radio on Fridays. And so I usually go through his blogs, and it takes a long time. I got to figure that reader program you use, because it takes me too long to go through all these. I check out a lot of these daily, by the way, so it's a little simpler.
Google Reader. Very simple. It organizes all of it for you. Mine comes from—
Is it hot in there?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, Craig turned up the heat. He went back there, and he said he was going to go make some tea, but I think he hit the thermostat on the way back.
I'm going to need a chelada in here in a second, because— it's getting kind of warm. It is. And, you know, Congressman Shimkus is coming in later, and we can't have it all steamy in here when the good congressman shows up, right? So you just attend to that. My blog of the week comes from one I've chosen before, a blog I often read called Stand Firm. And the author of this blog has a post from Tuesday this week called The Excuse, where he talks about how the excuse is often made in Lutheran circles, to abandon the historic liturgy and everything associated with it. The great thing about this blog, I'll just read a little bit about it. Our current twisting of the confession to make it appear as though it favors liturgical free-for-alls in the divine service is related to the error of a previous generation, though the festering wound of the Seminex era of the 1970s is hidden by a gauze bandage, tape, and a flannel shirt. The wound still weeps. The issue that confronts us at the time of Seminex, the authority of Scripture, is still with us in another form. In this sense, the threat to our synod is no different than the horrific threat that is confronting or has overtaken other church bodies, but that is no excuse, though you may claim that you're not a theologian. Ignorance of theology, synodical history, and a willful disregard of our confession is no excuse for tacking the synodical boat off the proverbial edge of the earth. It's called The Excuse. The blog is Stand Firm. We'll have links posted to both Jeff's pick and my pick under the on-demand page of our website tonight, issuesetc.org.